words the sadness over what is taking place in Afghanistan.
We are praying for everyone's safety, and our hearts go out to all the people. A lot of videos and information has poured across our social media, and a friend of mine shared something quite special with me. Something that I wish I had known about before this time in history, so we could have been a part of the support while they were still operating in relative safety. She shared a video from Sergeant Penn Farthing, the founder of NowZad, a charity organization that helps relieve the suffering of animals in Afghanistan.
We want to be clear that we're not making a political statement. And we are certainly not saying that animal lives should be valued over the lives of people. We just want to take a moment to share some light in this dark time, an opportunity for animal lovers to connect and provide support for other animal lovers.
Right. And NowZad rescues companion animals and working equines, primarily donkeys, stray and abandoned dogs and cats, and all other animals in need of care in Afghanistan. Here is the story of how NowZad came to be.
In November 2006, the men of Kilo Company of the 42nd Commando Royal Marines of Britain arrived in the war-torn town of NowZad in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Their mission was to provide stability for the local people.
And the Royal Marines soon realized that it wasn't only the people that needed their help. Many stray dogs that roamed the town of NowZad were in need of a guardian, and they found one in the form of Royal Marine Sergeant Penn Farthing.
After breaking up an organized dogfight that was taking place outside their remote compound, one of these fighting dogs befriended Penn.
The Royal Marine Sergeant couldn't say no to those big, sad eyes, and the dog received his first ever name, NowZad. NowZad became the sergeant's battle buddy.
The charity and their works grew from there. The NowZad charity has reunited over 1,600 soldiers with the dogs and cats that the soldiers rescued and bonded with on the front lines in Afghanistan.
NowZad also managed a dog shelter where they looked after over 140 dogs, along with a cat shelter with over 40 cats, supported by a modern veterinarian clinic staffed by a team of 24 Afghan nationals, including Afghanistan's first female veterinarians.
Wow.
Yeah. The team delivered care and attention to animals in distress.
NowZad also opened the first ever donkey sanctuary in Afghanistan. Overburdened donkeys were working remorselessly in the streets of Kabul, the nation's capital, and were in need of rest.
Here is a story of one of the dear dogs that NowZad rescued. During their first lockdown, they received a call from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, and they had found a dog wandering the grounds with a severe trauma wound to one of her eyes. The team was dispatched, and they picked up a ragged-looking dog and brought it back to the NowZad clinic.
Sadly, the injury to the eye was too severe for them to be able to treat, and she became a one-eyed dog. However, apart from bumping into office furniture from time to time, Madari soon settled into a life as the office dog and companion to long-term disabled resident Dakota.
They had never known such a cuddly, loving dog at the NowZad clinic. When it was time for her to travel to the U.S., the clinic staff was sad to see her go. They truly missed her in the NowZad office, but we're super happy that Madari has found her forever home.
From Casey, Madari's forever adopter, the pretty Madari is doing amazing. She has settled in with our two other dogs and is officially part of the pack. She now sleeps in the bed with the rest of us, loves car rides, and her favorite activity is visiting to play with my parents' 10-week-old puppy. She's taking tons of new experiences in stride, and we are so proud of her.
This organization has done incredible things for dogs and animals of all kinds in Afghanistan. Now they find themselves in an even more dangerous situation. They are attempting to escape the current chaos and uncertainty engulfing the country with the hope of bringing their beloved animals with them. As a result, they have implemented Operation ARC to help rescue the animals and their rescuers. Through Operation ARC, they have officially received enough funds to charter a plane out of Afghanistan.
And this is a large cargo plane with a lot of cargo space for the animals, where it's unsafe for humans to ride, and then a large cabin space with lots of room for lots of humans, more than the organization themselves has, so they can bring more people to safety.
Yes. And they have finally gotten word that they will be allowed to fly out. As of today, August 26th, their convoy has arrived at the airport and they are waiting outside to be let in.
For the latest updates from Penn Farthing, the founder of NowZad, be sure to check their Twitter at NowZad.
Once they get settled in the UK, they will continue to need support. You can donate on their website at nowzad.com. That's NOWZAD.com. Let's continue to pray for their safety so that they can resume their good works toward dogs and all animals wherever they may be.
For more dog news, training tips, and relatable stories, connect with us online at jackrussellparents.com and Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JRT Podcast. That's at JRT for Jack Russell Terrier Podcast.